I want to share a word concerning commitment. You know, in every relationship on earth, progress depends on commitment. Think if you went to you got a new job in an office, after great struggle, you got a visa to come to Dubai, and you got a job in an office there. The first day you walk in and tell them, hey, by the way, I want to tell you, fellas, I'm not committed to this office. I'm just sort of testing out whether I should work here or not. How long do you think you will last there? Have you ever gone to an office when you got a job and say, first thing I want to tell you, fellas, I'm not committed to this place. I'm just sort of testing it out. I'll let you know after 2-3 months whether I'm happy to be here or not. You might as well go back to India. That's no point. They won't keep you one day. What about in marriage? Supposing your wife tells you, okay, we're married now, but I want to tell you, I'm just testing this out. Don't we want a commitment? Don't you want your children to be committed to your home? Supposing your child says, no, mommy, that child's mommy makes better food. I'm going to go there for breakfast and lunch every day. I'm not really committed to this home. But, you know, the only place where people do that, they don't do that in their office. They don't expect their wife to be like that at home. You don't expect your husband to say, I'm not really committed to you, by the way. I've got some other girls also I like to visit now and then. You want commitment in the home. You want commitment in your office. Where is it you don't commit yourself? In a church. I want to ask all of you who come here regularly. If there are some visitors here, I'm not asking you anything. But if you come to this church regularly, I want to ask you, are you committed? Or this is like a restaurant. Tomorrow I like Chinese food, I'll go to some other restaurant. Now I like tandoori, I'll go to this restaurant. Then one day I like Thai food, and I'm Japanese, sushi, and I go to different places. Is that how you go to churches? One day this, one day that, one day the other thing. No wonder you don't grow spiritually. No wonder you have problems in your life. And the only prayer I can pray for you is that God will give you more problems in your life so that you learn the importance of commitment. Very important. God expects commitment. See, what is the difference between a pile of bricks and a building? You know how it is, how we construct buildings in India? A truck will come with 20,000 bricks and drop it on the roadside, and the masons take it up and put it into a building. And you know how it is in India. If you keep those 20,000 bricks on the roadside for some time, it will gradually become less and less every day because somebody else is building his house in the next street. So we make those bricks to be committed. How do you make a brick committed to a building? Cement it into the building. Then nobody can steal it. Otherwise, you leave it on the roadside, they pick them up one by one, and that's how a lot of believers are picked up by the devil. Commitment means you put the brick into the building, it's cemented. Of course, you know, when you are cemented into a wall, it's a little uncomfortable. Because you've got a brick on top of you, and a brick underneath you, a brick to the left, and a brick to the right, and you don't have much place to move. The church is like that. But some people say, I want to be free, like the bricks on the roadside piled up. Those are the ones the devil pick up first. So be careful about this type of life where I want a little freedom, I want to do what I like. There's safety in commitment. The same way in a body. You know, there are some people who have in this body, for example, a human body, every part of this body is committed. My fingers don't decide whether they should be with me tomorrow or not. They are with me forever. They're committed. So, I'm not saying For example, I've said that supposing you find a better church, definitely you should leave and go. I've said that even in CFC Bangalore. I said, if you find a church where you can be a better disciple of Jesus Christ than in CFC Bangalore, I myself will recommend that you go there. And please tell me about it, because I may also come and join that church, because I want to be a better disciple of Jesus. I don't want you to stick. My loyalty is not to CFC. My loyalty is to Jesus Christ. So I want you to be in the church where you can be the best disciple of Jesus, not where the music is the best. Music is the best. You go to some rock stars, worldly, unconverted people, their music is the best. Don't go to church. The worldly musicians are 100 times better than all church musicians. Church musicians try to imitate them, but they never get as good as the worldly musicians, I'll tell you that. Preaching. Politicians are some of the best speakers. Go and listen to them. Don't waste your time. Or you can sit at home. Don't go to any church. Just listen to the internet. But you'll never grow spiritually. Because no matter, you can hear the best preachers on the internet, but you can't build fellowship on the internet. You can't sense the presence of God in a meeting. For example, we had a conference recently in Bangalore. There are certain things that you experience in a conference. The presence of God. Fellowship among believers, which you can never experience by listening to the same messages on the internet. It's true. You ask the people who went to the conference. There's a world of difference between listening to those same messages on the internet, where you get all the information, and actually experiencing the presence of God and the fellowship of the saints in a conference. So that's just an example of this commitment makes a tremendous difference. So I want to encourage you to decide one thing, be committed to this church, go and be committed to any church you like, but whichever church you choose, be committed to it. Don't be like a butterfly, one day in this flower, one day in that flower, one day in this flower. Oh, there's more honey there, let me get it there. There's more honey here. You will never grow spiritually. But there are people like that. They're never committed. And even some who come regularly don't go to other church. There's no sense of taking responsibility. Saying, going up to the elders and say, what can I do to help here? Can I do something in some way to help here? And if you have a problem in your life, don't try to... I mean, I'm not saying that you should reveal your problems to everybody. If you don't have confidence in somebody, it's fine. But keeping your problems to yourself is not going to help you. In a family, don't go and share it with people who you know will gossip to others. That's why I say don't go to people you don't have confidence in. But it's good to have confidence in somebody, at least one person, with whom you can go and share and say, hey, listen, I'm having a problem here. Just like Jesus told Peter and Joe. You know what he told Peter and James and John? And when he went to get some, my soul is sorrowful unto death. Boy. Imagine going to somebody and saying, brother, I'm under tremendous pressure. I'd like you to pray with me. Is it a shame to say that I'm under pressure? It doesn't mean I'm sinning. Jesus never sinned. But there were times when he was under pressure, and he, God in human form, he had become so much like us that he faced our pressure and he wanted somebody to pray with him. Can you imagine God the Father, Almighty God, saying, I want somebody to pray with me? No. Jesus had become so much like us that he felt that pressure. There was no sin there. Pray with me. Husband and wife need to pray together. Sometimes you brothers need the help of prayer with some other brother. That's why we must, I'm not saying you can have equal fellowship with everybody in this church. It's not possible. But at least with some, you can become close and build fellowship to pray to make a stronger church. Not to make a little clique of special group that is... you're a little group by yourself. No. Everything is, these fingers are all part of this hand, but they're working towards the body. So it's good to be a little group like this, provided you're working for the body, not just working for the hand itself. There's nothing wrong in 4 or 5 people becoming very close to each other, provided you're working for the body, not just for yourself. Commitment is very important. We have taught that in CFC from the beginning. be committed to the church, take responsibility, and that's how we have seen people grow spiritually. And we've seen the tremendous result of it after many, many years. We're like a family, where everybody does their own job, particularly at conference time, we see the result of that, where everything goes on smoothly. In the beginning, it was a struggle. I remember the early days when we first conferences were in my house, 1976. I had to do everything. I had to copy the cassette tapes, pack them up, take them to the post office, mail them. It was all me. And those days, reservation, you had to book, stand in line in the railway station to book return tickets. You couldn't, nothing online those days. I had to go and stand in the railway station, buy tickets for these conference people coming, and get their tickets for the return journey. That's how we started. And I said, Lord, I'm willing to do it. But today I do nothing. Different people have taken those responsibilities, and it's a wonderful thing when more and more people, it's like a home, you know, where when the children are babies, mother has to do everything. But as the little boys and girls grow up, hey, they are sweeping the floor, they are cleaning up the kitchen, and there are little girls helping in the kitchen with cutting the vegetables or different things. That's how a family works. That's how it must be in the church too. So, I want to ask you whether you are happy with the commitment to this church. There are blessings in being part of a church, tremendous blessings. There are people who stand with you in prayer when you're in difficulty, you come to the word, you hear the word of God that helps and encourages you and protects your children. Don't you think you should give some return to the church for all the blessings that you and your family receive? And I'm not talking about money. In other churches, they only talk about money. You know, you go and give some money. It's like your wife works so hard for you in the kitchen and say, okay, here's some money for you. That's like treating her like a servant. You think your money, wife wants money from you, first of all? There's an affection and relationship which is more important. Of course, she needs money to buy things for the house, but that's not primary. And so, I praise God. CFC Sharjah has been tremendously faithful. I'll tell you this, more than almost any other CFC church that I know in terms of giving. It's remarkable. But I say that's not, it's good. Because the way we give our money is an indication of where our heart is. And many of you are committed to this church in that way, which is a good thing. But I want to encourage you to really become like a family. Take responsibility. I don't have to say this to everybody because many of you are already doing it. And I've been doing it for many years. But I'm talking about a few who have come more newly. One Friday they are here, another Friday they are somewhere else. And it's not a... If you're committed to a church, you're there for every important meeting of that church. I'm not saying you can't visit other meetings, but remember your church must be primary. That's very important, because then only there's a commitment. God puts us in little groups. For example, this arm, it's not the whole body, but it's part of the body, and this arm functions together. For example, when this arm says, okay, I'm going to lift up. This little finger doesn't say, hey, I like to stay around here. I don't want to lift up with you. You can't do that. This one, this hand doesn't have to obey this arm because this is part of another team. So when this arm is going up, this little finger can say, I'm going to stay here. That's fine. But if you're part of this arm, this little finger can't say, when you're moving, I'd like to stay around here. You have to move with the arm. You see the picture? This is a picture of a local church. It's another local church. And the whole thing is the body of Jesus Christ. Some people say, I'm a member of the body of Jesus Christ. Fine. But even if you're a member of the body of Jesus Christ, you're still a part of, say, this hand. Think of this as one local church. It has to move together and work together. This one doesn't have to work with this, except on a total body ministry. So, it's very important to understand this commitment to a local church. And the other thing is, you know, we live in a world where there's so much conflict among Christians. It's very unfortunate. Yeah, there are people who got offended with CFC churches. It's happened even in Sharjah too, and other places in Kerala. And they have left it. I say God bless them. We don't wish them any evil. We wish God's best for them. We disagree, but we can love one another even if we disagree. But I don't believe we should spend our time bringing all those private conflicts into a local church. Okay, that's fine. Here, I'm committed to a local church. Let me be a part of it. For example, it's possible that, you know, there are people here who, in Kerala, unfortunately, there's been some who were with us for many years, who left us, and I don't want to go into all the reasons for that. It's not my business. God is the judge. But supposing you decide when you go to Kerala that you're going to join with some of those other people who left us. God bless you, brother. Please go. You go wherever you like. It's not my choice. But when you're here, decide where you want to be. And be totally committed without bringing all those external questions and conflicts into this church. Be committed to this local church. See, a church is in a locality. When you go to Timbuktu, if there's a church there, go and join whichever church you want. But when you're here, and you decide to be a part of this church, be committed to this church 100%. Be subject to the elders. I believe that with all the ups and downs that Church CFC Sharjah has gone through the years, it has come to one of the best places that I have seen in 25 years that I've come here to Dubai. We are in the best place. This is not speaking bad about any of the previous elders. No. They did a good job in their time, but we have moved on. There are many other factors. For example, once upon a time, this was a thoroughly Malayali congregation. And we are very thankful that it's grown from there to people from many, many other languages, that it's become more international. That's the way church should be like that. I mean, to be a Malayali church in Kerala is okay. To be a Tamil church in Tamil Nadu is okay. I don't believe in it. A local church must comprise of local people. I used to tell my children when they went to the United States, never join an Indian church in America. Never, never, never. I said, I'll tell you why. Supposing some Americans come to Bangalore and start a church only for Americans. Or in Kerala, Kottayam, a church only for Americans. What will you think of them? They don't want to be part of the, they don't want to invite local people here. So I said, I don't believe that is a local church. That is a club. Malayali club, Telugu club, Tamil club in America. You know, that's okay. Don't call it a church. It's a club where you come, you know, you have to find partners for your children. So you want to go to such places, etc. Black, African American club, fine. That's not a local church. Local church means people who are comprised of the people in that locality. I'm so happy. Sandeep, my son's church, there are about 30-40 people now. We have got about 6 or 7 nationalities there. Many Americans, 2 of his fellow elders are Americans. And there are Brazilians and from El Salvador and Chinese and black Africans and black Americans and Nigerians. This is a local church because the local area comprises of such people. And so that's why I felt in Dubai, you can't have a Malayali church in Dubai. That's okay in Kerala. So I'm very happy that so many others have come and don't just hang around with people who are part of your own community unless it's a language problem. Let's seek to be integrated and really seek to love one another and demonstrate. This is one of the wonderful things we experienced in Bangalore. Bangalore is a very cosmopolitan city, and so we have all types of people in our churches, in our church in Bangalore, from so many states of India. So we were greatly encouraged, you know, people of different communities, and Malayalis and Tamilians and Telugus and Kannadigas and Anglo-Indians and from Hindi-speaking and different communities, and one in Christ. There's no difference of that you belong to that community or I belong. So it's a wonderful experience you're having here, and I want to say, develop that, not based on good music, not based on our community, not based on language, but in the fact that we love Jesus Christ and we want to be committed. So I want to encourage all of you to please consider what I say, and maybe the Lord will expand in your own mind further thoughts. But I'll tell you this, spiritual growth, I've seen from 40 years of experience in churches in India, spiritual growth comes through commitment, not a reserved type of commitment. You know, yeah, I'm happy to come here, but I have some reservations about certain things here. If you have that attitude, just think if your wife got married to you and say, yeah, I'm married to you, but I want to tell you, this is our wedding day, but I want to tell you, I have some reservations about you. What a start you're going to have for your wedding. You think there's going to be a good marriage, that? It's a commitment. When you get married to your wife or a husband, you're not saying, this is the perfect person in the world. No, there's nobody perfect. You're marrying an imperfect person. All of you who got married, on the day you got married, you thought your partner was perfect. Now that you're married for a few years, you've discovered that you are far from perfect. Correct? The same thing in a church. You'll never find a perfect church. Have you heard of that young man who went to a godly man and said, can you please refer me to a perfect church? I want to join a perfect church. He said, I've been a believer 40, 50 years. I've never seen a perfect church. But if you find one, don't join it. Because as soon as you join it, it'll become imperfect. The person is always critical of others. So there is no perfect church. And this is not a perfect church. But we are pressing on to perfection. God bless you all. Thank you. Let's pray then. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the brothers and sisters here and for all that you have done for them in past years and all the ups and downs and struggles that we've gone through in Sharjah through many years. And you have brought us to a place of stability. And we praise God for the light that shines here now. We pray it will go brighter and brighter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.